And when Jesus was here, he instituted something that is a wonderful reminder of what he had done for us. And it's simply entitled Holy Communion, because we do commune with God. I came down the wrong way. And when they were in the upper room, the disciples were there. They knew there was something special about Jesus, but they really didn't know, really, that he was God in the flesh. They saw miracles. They saw a lot of things. But they really didn't know. And even after the resurrection, when they were on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him then, even there, as the resurrection Christ, until they broke bread, and then their eyes were opened. The same with us as we take and we celebrate the meal that Jesus talked about when he was going through the Passover Seder. And when he lifted up the bread and the cup, and he gave God thanks for both of them. And then he told him, well, this bread, when he broke it, will be my body broken for you. The cup will represent my blood, the cup of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. So with that, we come every month on the first Sunday to remember what God had done for us, something we could not do for ourselves. And that was not only the forgiveness of sin, but preparing the way for eternal life. So this is not only a ritual that we do, but it's a time, if you'd like to come to the altar, Joanne and I will serve you. Or if you want to remain in your seats, Donnie will get you the little cups that we use. But if you want to just spend time at the altar to reflect on really what the Christmas season is all about. And sometimes it says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. And that's really what this time is together. So come as the Spirit leads, and Joanne or I will serve you. We're not using bread today. We're using oyster crackers. And they're really good. And I think it's an easy way to reflect on what God has done for us. You go that way, and then I'll get behind you, and I'll let you go with the bread of life, and I'll follow you with the cup of redemption. thank you, Jesus. Debbie, the bread and the wine of Jesus reminds us of what he's done for us. We thank you for the grace and the love and the forgiveness. And we take time just to reflect and to know that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son and to deliver us from all the wrappings of this crazy world that we live in. And we just take time to reflect. Judy, the love of God which represented in the blood of his Son, Christ. Joanne, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Good. Has everyone been served who wishes to be served? Take time to just reflect on your love relationship with the God that loves you so much that he died for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Arise now and go in peace. As you go back into the world, you just remember that you're not of the world. You're in the world, and we got to deal with all this worldly stuff. But God loved you so much that he has prepared a resting place for you, that one day when we leave this old world, we'll be in his presence forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.